Lama. The Gemara in Lama Zayinim Ebei says, the name of Nachman, number of Yehuda, that if the Malva says he lost the Prusbul, if the Malva said he lost the Prusbul, he's believed. I spoke about this topic in the Shabbos Ashuva Drush yesterday. This could happen. Malva says, I lost my Prusbul, but I wrote one. Malva says, oh yeah, you did? It's baloney, you're lying. And therefore the loan should be canceled. Who's believed? The Malva's believed. Why is the Malva believed? Because Lo Shavikinish had Teir Vapali Surim. Because we assume that a person, Lamais, is not going to leave. It's very easy to make a Prusbul, so he's not going to leave a Heter and eat an Isser. He's not going to steal money from the guy who was canceled. Just write a Prusbul. How hard is it to write a Prusbul? So please get that. The Malva's believed because of this Klal, Lo Shavikinish had Teir Vapali Surim. That's number one. Number two, what's the din of Ta'aninin? Ta'aninin means the following, that we advocate, the Bezin advocates for one of the litigants. Normally we do that for Yisomim. We act as their mouthpiece. There's a pasuk in Mishlei, Psach Picha Le'ilem. Open up your mouth for the mute. So a lot of times Yisomim don't know what to say, so the Dayanim will open up and say, will advocate for the Yisomim. And that's exactly what happened in our Gemara. They came in the presence of Nachman. The guy didn't know what to do, what to say, the Malva. So Rav Nachman says, well, maybe you had a Prusbul and you lost it. It's not like he was taking sides. There are certain things that are based on unlearned people. They don't know what to say. So, you know, you need to be able to be transparent and open. And that's what Rav said to him. Rav said, maybe you have a Prusbul and you lost it. And that's okay because that's considered to be Ta'aninin. We advocate on behalf of Yisomim. Here it's not Yisomim. Here it's on behalf of someone who the Malva didn't know that he should have said that, Lamaisa. The Malva didn't know that he should have said that there's a Prusbul. So therefore, when the Dayan says he doesn't know a certain din that's L'tovaso, we don't try to say, oh, he's on Amaretz, so therefore let him lose. No, we try to be open, and we advocate on behalf of the Malva in this case. That's two. Ta'aninin literally means we claim. You guys got to know the source too. The Pasuk in Mishlei, Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Ches. That answers two. Three. What are the two ways to be mazmer the din of Ta'aninin? Either you say that they're a mouthpiece. Mouthpiece meaning to say that they say for the Yisomim something that they didn't know what to say. Or you say the Beis Din has to calculate and calibrate all different factors that might come up in a case. And therefore, these are the two approaches to Ta'aninin. Meaning, do we actually act, Lamaisa, as a mouthpiece? Or do we just know, we sit down and take out a piece of paper and we calculate all the factors that might come into one side of the Din Torah and the other side. And if there's a certain claim that might emerge, then we will calibrate it, we'll include it in. That's number three.
But that wouldn't be specific to any. That would be in general for all cases then. Why specific cases?
It's only things that we want to be honest with that Amaratza might not know. So that's number four. What's the nafkamina between the two possibilities? A taina that's not uncommon. Will you advocate and say a taina that's uncommon? So if you're a mouthpiece, then no, because they never would have said it themselves. But if it's a factor that might come up in the case, it's a certain variable, then you have to bring it up, even if it's an uncommon claim. So, you know, we're not trying to play games and, you know, we're not trying to say, oh, the one litigant is more knowledgeable than the other, so therefore he should win, he can cheat him. That's not the way halacha works. That's not the way the Din Torah works. The way it works in a manner that everything should be transparent. And if one guy forgot or he does not learn, he doesn't know a claim, the Bezin will make the claim for him. The Machlekes in the Balamor and the Ramban of Abbas Dafayin is, will we do that by an uncommon claim? So that answers four. Five, what is the din of Shuas Hesses? The din of Shuas Hesses is as follows. There are three levels of Shuas in Choshen Mishpat. First level, Shuas Adayanim, that Beis Din forced you to take, and if you don't take it, you have to pay. That's an Eid Echad that comes and says, I owe Oren $100,000. If I want to deny it, I need a Shua. Or I say, Oren, yes, I do owe you $50,000, but not $100,000. Oren had a claim that I owed him $100,000. I'm motive b'miksas. I need a shvu on the other half. And then the third one is shvu is hashomer. If I'm a shomer of an item, and then a month later, a guy comes back and says he wants the item that I was watching, I take three shvuas. Number one, it's not in my domain. Number two, I wasn't negligent. Number three, I never used the item. Shlopashati. That's what that's the three shvuas on the yon. What is the result of those three shvuas? What is the result of all those three shvuas? That you're potter after you take the shvu. Okay? What is the middle level? Called shvuas on notman, shvuas on mishnah. Let's say someone's an employee, hasn't been paid. You can take a shvua to what? Collect. Let's say you're a nechbal. Someone punched you. You can take a shvua and collect from the guy, even though there are no aidim. That shvua is a shvua that Rabbanan allows you to collect. You don't need Netilas Chayfetz. You don't need Shem Hashem with it. You don't need to hold on to Sivit Turin Tefillin for that second level called shvua Hanotlin. Shvua Hanotlin, notel, taking. Notlin, you take the money. Okay, there's a whole bunch of them listed. Employee, a nechbal, a sahir. Chenvani Alpinkoso is another example. The Chenvani claims that he paid the employees. The employees claim that they never got any money. They're both going after the balabas. All those shvuas are what are in order to take money. Those are drobanim. And then there's a third level that Rav Nachman created or he promulgated. Some Raman, I think, in the Pirshim Rishonim says it existed. But Rav Nachman made it famous then or he created in shvuas dav memum and beis that if someone, Oren says, Rebbe, you owe me $100,000. I said, I don't know what you're talking about. Kofar HaKol, I can walk right out of beis din. Min HaTorah. But min Rabbanah, I have to take a Hesis. Shvuas Hesis is a convincing shvua where I convince Oren that I don't owe him anything. I can't just walk out the door. Min Rabbanah. I have to take a Hesis. But what is the result of the Hesis? Like the first one, that I am putter. Okay? That's what a Hesis is. What is the rationale? Because there's got to be some credibility to you, to Oren's claim. Oren wouldn't just say, Rebbe, you owe me $100,000. So since there is some credibility, I have to take a Hesis to fend that off. Okay? That's what the Gemara says in Shvuas Daf Mem and Beis. You must know it. That's what a Shvuas Hesis is. Now, what's the relevance here? The relevance here is number five, six. What is it in Shvuas Hesis L'gabi Pruzbul She'ibay? Well, Rabbi Natan says, Lo Shavikin Shatir Vachal Yisru, the Mavas believe straight up. He doesn't even need a Shvuas. He's believed straight up, Mamish. You could collect the money. We assume he had a Pruzbul. He lost it. We believe him straight up. That's fine. But there's a middle sheet there, the Balatrumas, that says you need a Hesis. You need to take a Hesis. Balatrumas. The Beis Yosef quoted, you need a Hesis. The problem with that is that what is the Hesis doing here? It's allowing you to collect, right? That's a little bit of a problem. But nonetheless, you could say that he's convincing him to, I'm convincing him to appease Oren. So usually a Hesis is defend yourself, and a Hesis is both in the case of what? Hesis is both in the case where I parati, I said I paid, and also where you're kofar hakol. We paskin Hesis in both cases, right? Because you could have said Hesis only where you admitted there was a loan, you said you paid it back. We don't say like that. We say Hesis applies even when you deny the whole thing. Okay? So the Balachumas has that you have to take a Hesis, and Rabbeinu Tam was saying you don't even need to take a Hesis. But it's weird to call it a Hesis because the Hesis here is allowing you to collect, which is usually not the case. Hesis potters you. So it could be on the notes on the bottom, they say maybe he meant notlin, maybe he meant shvuas notlin, whatever the case might be, that's the relevance to shvuas hesis. And I want you to get down in the part of number six, that there's a third sheet to the riff, the third sheet of the riff and the rush, and they all claim that you're not even privileged with a shvuah. You got to get those three sheetas. Lean out of, they'll probably be on the Bechina. You're not even privileged with a Hesis. That means that you're not given a Shvua to collect. You're not believed. The Chachamim, right, the Tanakama against the Chachamim. Remember I said this Brisa was unique? Because usually it's a Tanakama. Usually you don't have a Brisa that's Tanakama against the Chachamim. The Tanakama is the Chachamim. In this Brisa, you have the Tanakama that says you need to have a Pruzbul. If it's lost, forget about it. So if you paskin like the Stam Mishnah in Ksubis, right, the Stam Mishnah Ksuba says Baal Chov Shemotzi Shtar Chov Einu Prizbul Hayelo Yifru. He can't collect. Right, you need to have a Prizbul on hand. You're not believed to say that it's lost. That's the third sheet. That's the Stam Mishnah Ksuba Peitas Manaf. We happen to not paskin like that, but it's the Rambam, it's the Riff. It's amazing. It's the Rambam, it's the Riff, it's the Rosh. Here the Mechaber and Ramah don't go like that. No, the Mechaber Ramah says the Ma'av is believed, but I'm saying the Rambam and the Riff and the Rosh, they all deny this. And they paskin like the Chachamim. So you have to know those three shitas. I believe straight up, that's what we paskin, yes, like the Rabbi Natan. Or you are on the other pole, you're not even given a shua to collect, to say, take a shua that you collect. And that's the Rif, the Rambam, the Rosh. Remember we said the Rosh Hashita, he says, come on, no one's even heard of a prosbul. No one's even heard of Shemitah Ksav in the 1200s in Germany. Remember he said that? And then if you have a guy come forward, then what do? You interrogate him. You say, oh yeah? You know what a prosbul is? Oh yeah? Who's the Beis Din that you went to? What's the name of the Rav? And then you catch him in his lie. Remember we said that from the Rosh? The Rosh denied the whole thing. And then the middle sheet is the Baal Shem, as you believe with the Shua. That Shua is quite, is it a Hesis or is it a Shua is unknown? Okay. That answers number what? Number six. Seven. What is the Kasha on the Urayim? What'd you say?
Can I ask a Shiloh?
Real quick. Where are you? Are you on the couch or what are you?
I'm on a couch.
Yeah, you gotta be for Torah, Jonathan. You gotta sit up and come on. This is the Torah.
Yeah.
Go ahead. What's the question?
Sorry, Rabbi.
No problem. Real quick. What's the kasha?
Yeah. We were talking about interrogating with the Rosh.
Yes.
I know we may not believe. I know that we say Lamaisa we believe. But is it mutter to ask those investigative questions?
Yes, according to the Rosh, he felt it was, because he felt the guy was a faker. That's correct. That's the Rosh Hashita.
Even if we do believe him, ultimately.
We don't paskin like the Rosh, you're right. But the Rosh felt that there's no nemunas for it.
But I'm saying, Lemaisa, we're okay with interrogating someone.
Yeah, but we don't have to here. As long as he says he lost it, we believe him. There's no reason. Lo shavik nishatir v'achal yisur applies nowadays. The Rosh says it doesn't. Doesn't apply nowadays because the guy never even heard of it. So it's a machlokes, basically sociological, whether this din existed or not. Okay? You can't argue on the Gemara, it was built into part of the fabric of it. You know what I mean? So it's built in part of the fabric of it. So then he lived in the 1200s in Germany. He said no one heard of it. So how can you say lo shavik nishatir v'achal yisur? But as you said, we don't paskin like that. We paskin like the Rabbeinu Tam, the Chaber, and the Ramah. In fact, the Ramah writes that he could say he lost it until the Psak Din. He could actually walk out of Beis Din, the Ramah says, and come back in and says, oh, I lost my Prusbul. That's still okay. As long as they haven't issued a Psak Din, it's okay. Okay.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Yes, very good. That's number one. That's number six. Seven. What was the Kash on the Urayim in the Sugya of Prusbul Shibet? What was the Urayim Shita? As opposed to Rov Rishon, and Rov Rishon say, I've got the Damalka. Yes? That Hashem cancels the loan automatically at the end of Shemitah, yes? Last week, it was canceled. According to the Reim, it's Afkata de Gavra. The Malva must say Mishamedani, yes? So what's the Kasha? The Kasha is, what's the Chiddush of this din that we believe the Malva that was lost? Of course we believe him. According to the Reim, why can't he believe to say whether I said Mishamedani or not? You know what you said. Why can't you be believed to say you said Mishamedani? So be a double portion. That's what the great Gaon Rav Shiva Rabbanovich Shmuel Rozovsky asks. What's the whole Kiddush of this Gemara? It's a double portion. If you hold like the Urayim that the mitzvah of Shemitah is Meshamed Ani, then why can't he believe they say that he said it? That was the Kasha that we said. That's number seven. Number eight, what's the Teretz? Teretz is like this. Is this a financial mitzvah? Yes. If it's a financial mitzvah, what does it fall under? What does it fall under? Hamotzu Mechavero? Olav Lavi Raya, excellent Yosef. If it wasn't for the Chazaka of Lo Shavik Inish Eter V'Achli Surah, there's no way he'd be believed. Also, it's Masha from the Urayim that the Lova can take his Yachal, can Toveya from the Bezin, they should force the Malva to Sim Hashamani. It's a financial mitzvah. If it's a financial mitzvah, then do the mitzvah. The Lova can ask the Bezin to force him to do it. Alach Lamaisa. So you don't have any nemamis because it's not just stama mitzvah. It's not eidach and nemam bisurim that God willing will learn after Sukkos on that bezim and bezim getting. It has nothing to do with isurim. It's a financial mitzvah. If it's a financial mitzvah, you don't have any nemamis. You need aid.
The lova needs to bring?
No. Again, more Rishonim say it's a cancellation automatically. I've got the nemak. Except the Urayim says I've got the gavra. So what's the ask for Shmuel Rozovsky? What's the whole chiddush of this din that the Malvas believe that he lost it? Of course, he should be believed to say that I said Meshamed Ani. Mm-hmm. Why can't he just be believed to say he said Meshamed Ani? That's not that's poshut. The Teretz is not so pashut. It's a financial mitzvah.
It's not
Odas Baldin.
Why? He's the one saying, I don't owe any money.
It's a financial mitzvah, Lamaisa. Odas Baldin is you owe money, Lamaisa. He's the one who lent the money. Here, it's that there's detriment.
I'm giving up the loan.
I understand, but that's not Odas Baldin. Odas Baldin is you owe money. He's saying whether he said Meshamet any, Lamaisa. So the bottom line is that what? He's not believed on that because that's a financial matter. So therefore, Lamaisa did believe that he has a prosbo and lost. That's a chiddush. Because you're not simply believed to say that.
How
it's not Odas Baldin. It's not. Odas Baldin is a detriment, okay?
Yeah, he no longer has a claim on it. He said that I gave up the loan.
So you're asking, why don't you say Odas Baldin Canadian dummy?
Yeah, because who was the difference between two other Adim saying that I said it versus me, who's worth at least 100 other Adim?
Uh-huh. Binyamin's asking, why can't you just say Odas Baldin? He should be believed that's Odas Baldin dummy. I'm saying it's a financial mitzvah, so he needs what? He needs Adim. He wouldn't be believed unless he had a chazakah. You're saying it should be Odas Baldin. I don't think so. I'll tell you why. Because we had this whole mahalach about saying Afal Pikein.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, he's going to say Afal Pikein, and it's the come and look upon a guy that pays back in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I don't think it's Odas Baldin. It's a good kasha, though. Excellent. Odas Baldin, you're right, he'll never get it back. He is going to get it.
I mean, there's
something residual in the Alpha Pika. That's what you have to say. It's a good kasha. That answer number 8, 9. What are the two ways to be mazmer the din of Shaloshavik Inishatera Vachali Suru? What are the two ways to approach it? We just gave the answer number 8. We said, remember, it's a financial mitzvah, so therefore you're not believed to say you said it. Even though you were asking Odas Baldin, I'm saying it's not Odas Baldin. Because the bottom line is, you're going to say Alpha Pika and you're going to get your money. Okay, that's 8, 9. What are the two ways to be mazur with the din of Shaloshavik Inishatera Vachali Suru? So one way, says Rav Naftali Trop, is that it's considered to be begetter arov. Most people won't do this. Well, the other possibility is that it's a svara vadai. I'm not going to call it a chazaka like Rav Wiederblank Shlita wanted to say. I'm not going to call it that. Even though we learned behaviorism sometimes is chazaka, like we learned last year in Babasa, chazaka ain't anam horem tos mano, person doesn't pay back. I don't like saying chazaka because Gemara says ruba of chazaka, ruba of it. Rove is better. Here I'm trying to say it's either rove or it's vadai. It's a svara vadai. There's no latest a suffix. I understand what he means calling a chazaka as a behavior. This is a behavior too. So he says call it a chazaka. And the truth is, Rav Yaakov says, O shave chazaka shal svara, she kevadai. But I'm going to focus on the word svara kevadai. And I'm not going to agree with him, if we blank shlit. I'm not going to agree with him. I'm either going to say it's a rov or it's a vadai. Vadai is stronger than a rov. But I understand what he's saying. He's saying behaviorism, and the Dvar Yaakov agrees with Rav Wiederblank shlit. But I still don't like to call it that. Okay. Could be Rav Wiederblank is right because the Chazak has different connotations in Shas. Rav Shefer always says it, shlit, but I'm sticking to my guns. Okay. Now there's a machlis in Tanoim, the Tanakama says it's a begetter rov, and therefore you don't have the prusbel, you lose. And what are the chachamim hold? It's a vadai. You're believed what, even if you don't have the prusbel. So that's how Rav Naftali Trop Zatzal, the great Gon, Rishiva in the Chofetz Chaim Rishiva, is ma'az with this machlis in Tanoim. Okay? That's how he's ma'az with this machlis in the Tanoim. Because it said, if you don't have the prusbel, you're done. Well, that's if you hold it's a rov. Ein ochol b'mamon achar rov, famous din. You can't be motzi mamon with rov. Chum says you don't need to have it on hand because we hold that it's a vadai. He says a vadai will shove a ginnish and he lost it. We believe him. Please get that. That's number 9. 10. Let's go, guys. We're working. We're working. Trying to work through it, Lamaisa. Might not give me a bit of shnei drachim. We just answered it. We answered it. Are you believed without a prusbel? According to the Mav number, it says rov. Who's a sheet of what? The Tanakama, then Stam Mishnah, then you're not. Because ain't Hochem on Rov. If it's a sheet of Vadai, that's the Chum sheet, then you are what? Then you are believed. That's 10. 11. What are the three other Gemaras in all Shas that say, Lo Shavakim is a Terev Ochel Yisur? Remember we investigated the cloud? We leave nothing unearthed. We leave nothing unearthed, guys. Right, Benj? Want to look up the different places in Shas? Ah, I'm lazy. I'm not going to do. Come on. Lazy, this is the Torah. Look up the other places in Shas with Shavakin and Terev Achali Suriz bin Yomim. Number 1 was the Gemara of Avodah Zarah b'daf Lamed Tesamid base. If you have a storekeeper that is suspect of selling Stam Yenim, can't buy from a store. But let's say you're a guest at his private home. Can you drink the wine? Yes. Because Lamaisa, if he has kosher wine in front of him, he's not going to eat Stam Yenim. So just like he's going to give it to himself, the regular kosher wine, I'll give it to you. That's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah Lamed Tesef Beis. Number two Gemara, Chulin Dalanam and Aleph. A mummer that's Ochel Te'avon. Remember we said he can't control himself, he loves the cheeseburgers, the Big Macs, the quarter pounders. He can't control himself. If you give him a knife with no nicks, can he shech with it? Yes, because he's a talented boy, talented man. He knows how to shech. He's not going to bungle it. I mean, it's right in front of him. Just shech properly and eat the kosher meat. I mean, why would you be lazy and do a bad shechit to make a tray, make it in the veil, and you can't eat it? So therefore, we trust him. But we must give him the knife. We do not allow him to get his own knife because that's a tircha. We don't trust him on that. If we give him a knife, we check if there's no nicks. The nicks make the animal in the veil, because it's not going to be smooth. Then Lamaisa, we don't trust him to get his own knife because that's a tirfa. But if we hand it to him, no problem. And then the third Gemara was a Gemara in Tzmura. What daf was it? Remember? It was daf Gav Zayin Amud Aleph. Remember we had that case with a bunch of animals? You can either do Tzmura, which is a lav, or you can deconsecrate the animal that has a blemish. So even if he's already done three Tzmuras, which establish Chazak, he's a bad guy, we cannot presume necessarily the ninth or tenth animal that for sure he's going to do a Tzmura. Because again, lo shavik nishater v'achol isur. Even though he's done it bad three times, he established kind of like a chazaka, more than just kind of. But that doesn't mean he's going to ignore a heter in front of him and do an isser. So therefore, he'll choose the deconcentration. It was a take in the Gemara Rambam is mekel, but that was the added chiddush in that Gemara. So we pointed out that the chiddush we believe in our Gemara of lo shavik nishater v'achol isur is being used in dinim mamonis. That normally in mamonis, what's the famous klal? What's the famous klal? Amotzi mechavero, olav lavi rayon. Here we ignore that with the din of lo shavik inish, and the mava wins. The reason being is because it's such a strong vadai, it's a svara vadai that we assume it could be motzi mamon with it. Okay, so please get that. I'll probably be on it too. Everything might be on it. You never know,
Rebbe.
You never know, guys. That'll be real short and easy. Real short answer, man. Real short. Yeah, go ahead, Jonathan Linder.
Could Rebbe repeat the third Gemara?
The third Gemara is a Gemara in Tzmura, I said. It was a Teku in the Rambam Paskin Lekula. You have a bunch of animals. We said there's an issue of Tzmura, Jonathan. You can't switch the Kedusha from Behem A to Behem B. If you do, it's a lav. On the other hand, if the Behem has a blemish, you're allowed to poda the animal to deconcentrate it and that drain it out, evaporate it from Kedusha. That's not Tzmura. So three times he did a Tzmura. You get to the 9th and 10th, and we don't know what he did. Did he do a tzmura, or did he? And I'll get another malchus, or did he do deconcentration? So we assume he did deconcentration. He's not going to get 10 malchus. He's going to get 9. Even though he's established chazak, he's a bad guy doing tzmura, we still don't assume such a guy is going to ignore the heter and do an isser. That's the chiddush. Okay, you got it? That's number 11, 12.
Thank you, Rebbe.
My pleasure. What is a migu? What is a migu? What do you mean, what is a migu? Migu means since. But it means the following. You come to court, you have different claims, possibilities. I have a possible claim in my pocket. I didn't say it. I said a lesser claim, not such a good claim, but I could have made a better claim. Since I could have made a better claim, I believed on my first claim. You got that? That's the principle of migu. You guys got to get that. There's so many different topics we did in Choshen Mishpah. I want you to be familiar with everything that we do. I have a cousin of mine who went to Penn. And he wanted to go to Gush after Penn, but he needed to take a Bechina to get in, so Ronswag gave him a Bechina. So I come after Pesach. He's sitting by my door, outside my door in morgue, waiting for me to prepare him for his Bechina. You know what I told him? Migu. I told him the migu, and I told him we're going to get to the next question. The two possibilities, asked him, what are the two possibilities of migu? He knew it. He's in. He was in. He knew what he was in immediately. You guys got to know these things. This is precious treasures of Torah. That's 12. What is a migu?
Rebbe.
Okay. Yes.
I think we said last year there's two ways of learning what migu means.
Yeah, that's the next question. Very good, Benj. But I want you to know what migu is. Someone comes at me with a star, I could have said two things. I paid it back. He has a star I owed him money. I paid it back, or I could say it's mezuyif. Forgery is a better taina than parua. Forgery is better taina. I have a migu. Migu means you have a better claim. Okay, so that answers number 12. 13. Give two drachim to be mazur how migu works, like Ben said. Excellent, Ben. We had it last year. Either it means I could have made a better lie. It's in that mamas. Mali was shocker. Gemara's lashon, I could have made a better lie, and I didn't. So I'm believed on the first claim that I actually made. That's called nemanis. But there's a second possibility called koach atayne. Koach atayne is like exeris akasif. I once heard a marshal from Rav Moshe Tergenshlita, the great guy, who's a Rebbe in Gush. He once said a good marshal, I thought. Let's say you're a person, a country is waging war. They have a bunch of tanks on the front line. Those tanks on the front line are given a lot of cheshivas when you have a bunch of F-15s behind them. When you have nothing behind them, they're not as strong. So the same thing is, I streamlined the nemanis. I would have been believed with a theoretical claim, so streamline that to the claim I made right now and I should be believed. It's just a cause of. It strengthens it, it boosts it, gives it a strength. That's more, that's exerts a cause of. It's not like the svar of nemanis, I'm out with a shocker. Okay, that's 13. 14. What is the nafkamina between the two mahalchim? Nafkamina might be, there's a concept, the Mordechai says, migu mi mamon lo mamon lo amrinin. What does migu mi mamon lo mamon lo amrinin mean? Let's say I made, first claim was 50. I could have made a better claim that it was 100. Do we say such a migu? The Mordechai says no, because they're two different mamons. One's 50, one's 100. So the Mordechai develops this rule, migu mi mamon lo mamon lo amrinin. They're not the same amount of money. So Rabbi Chanan writes, that's only good if you hold koach atayne. You can't streamline the nemanis from 100 to 50, they're not the same mamon. But if you hold that it's a dinah, I could have made a better lie, why not? Why shouldn't a migu mi mamon lo mamon be good? Now migu lahotzi lo amrinin. Does a migu allow to be motzi mamon? If it's nemanis, then no, it's not strong enough to be motzi mamon. If it's exeris akasav, maybe it is strong enough to be motzi mamon. So those are two good nafkaminas that one could say on the approach of migu. Jonathan Poser, you with me? You got me? Okay, Eliezer, you're getting it down? Okay, great. That answers number 14. 15. What was the din of migu legabe prusbul that was lost? You remember? The din was the following. The Beis Yosef quotes, there was a big dispute erupted between the Malva and the Lova. The Malva said that he had a good prusbul. It was predated prusbul, or was it a right date? And the Lova said, I don't know what you're talking about, it's post-dated. Meaning to say that when we did this loan, you did not have a prusbul for it. You just lied and post-dated the date. But it was really what? You wrote August 1st, you really wrote on July 1st, and our loan was July 15th. And when we did that loan, you had no prusbul. You look at the prusbul you have, it's post-dated, you're nothing but a liar. And the Lova says, the Malva says, what are you talking about? It's not post-dated. It's a good prusbul. It's right date. Or even to that, or it's predated. So the Bala Truma says the following. The Migu, the Malva wins. Why does the Malva win? Because he has a Migu. What's the Migu? He could have said it was lost and he would have won. You follow me? He could have made a better claim and said that it was lost. And he would have won. But he didn't make that claim, so therefore the Malva wins because he has a migu. Yes? Because we said we paskin, you're believed to say that a prusbul was lost the way we paskin. So what's the kasha that Beis Yosef asks on that? He says a migu lahotzi. Migu lahotzi lo amrinin. So what's the Beis Yosef's answer? Beis Yosef's answer, well, the klal of lo shavakin ish ater v'achol yisuri. You know what that does? It's such a powerful klal, it's a vadai. And therefore, we don't assume they were being motzi mamon, in a sense. It helps out the what? It helps out the migu, even though migu lahotzi lo amrinin generally, but it helps it out here to the degree that you become like a muchsuk, you're not a motzi, and you're believed. That's the way I want to interpret the Beis Yosef. Okay? That speaks volumes about the klal of shavu ginesh ater v'achol yisuru, that it's a vadai. And it's no longer a migu lahotzi now, it's a migu what? Migu lahotzi. And that's such a migu is good. According to everyone. Okay, everyone got that? Binyamin, you got it? That's number 15. 16. What is a din machzer chol b'shvis? It's a little tricky, this question. It doesn't literally mean b'shvis. It means after shvis has ended, is there a din for the lover to pay back? Should he or should he not? So the Mishnah says explicitly in shvis that ruach hachamim nochei menu. The chamim love a guy, a lover that pays the money back. He doesn't want to use it as a what? When it said b'shvis, it didn't mean before shvis. It meant after the zman of shvis. Right? After shvis has ended, it's talking about shvis that is being noeg, l'maisa. Shvis is being noeg. Kavanas HaMish is the shvis being noeg. Thirdly, so is mash from Rashi, the zman that's not noeg. So maybe, you know, when is that time? So the Baal Mor says only means chasidis. Shvis was, you know, when the Sanhedrin was bought for. But nonetheless, the Bartanura says Shvis means the Zman that's Royal Hashem, it's so Shvis. The Rosh says the last day of Shvis or the eighth year already, which the Shah Akrona of the seventh year is canceled. The Rosh says Shvis means the Isra Shvis after Shvis already has what has come in to fruition and canceled it after the Isra of collecting. So whatever the case might be, I want you to get this down that it says Ruach Chachamim Noche Menu, and the Lova should insist and pay it back and not in a sense take advantage of the Mava by the Torah canceling it. He says you still should pay it back. That's number what? That's number 17. What is the din when the Lova does not want to return the debt? Shesof Shvis Avar. So Tosin Baba Basra says he's a scoundrel that the Chachamim don't like the guy. Then the Beis Yosef quotes from the Baal Itter and the Baal Trumas that no, he's not a bad guy. You're a bonus if you pay back, the Chachamim love you. That's in the Mishnah. The Mishnah never commented though if you didn't do it, are you a bad guy? So Tosfos Babasha Kufim Tesman Al says you are a bad guy. And the Beis Yosef quotes from the Baal Itter and Baal Trumas that say no, you're not a bad guy. So I want you to know that. Okay? Very important. Okay, and this whole exercise we were bothered by. I mean, if it's canceled, why do you have to insist to pay back? Because if you hold, especially as the Rabbanan, this is what my friend Dan Lifshitz, the great Goyin, suggested. If the whole point of Shmiz Bizman is as the Rabbanan, you know, we're just trying to jog our memory, then, you know what, okay, go through the memory, but in the end of the day, pay it back. It's much harder to say if Shmiz is the Raisa, what's with this whole exercise? You do this whole thing, and then at the end of the day, you still got to pay him. You can hang him up. Much easier to hold that Shemitah's Drabana because we already fulfilled the remembering of it, but pay him back in the end. If you hold Shemitah's Diraisa, then it's hard to understand, but I guess also you'll have to say, don't take advantage of the guy, even though it's a Din Diraisa. That you'll have to say. Okay. That answers number what? Number 18. What are the Shitas in Rishon how to understand the phrase Talilei? Well, Rashi says it means literally, hang him up. You hang him up by a tree. Mamish. Rashi says the Mava hangs up the Lova by the tree. And Poshup Shot, we said, is that he already had said Afal Pikein. And he hasn't paid it back yet. But if you look at Rashi closely, seems like he hasn't said Afal Pikein yet. As you just said, Mishamanani, and you could even hang him up there to get him to say it. But the Poshup Shot in the Gemara is that you only hang him up after you already said it. Okay? Poshup Shot in the Gemara, as you said, after he already said it. That's the Poshup Shot, Lamaisa. Rashi says, you tied him up, Adamali Afal Pekin. So it seems pretty befairish in Rashi. Okay? Seems pretty befairish in Rashi. We had the Bach Shita. Remember the Bach Shita? We had the Bach Shita, Lamaisa. That said, maybe you paid it off, Lamaisa. Maybe you paid it off, and then he wants his money back. He keeps bothering the Malva, wants his money back. What do? Then you can you tie him up, or you hang him up because he's driving you nuts. Okay, that's what we said. Remember, we said according to the Bach, we had that shot. Okay, but that we said was a bit chiddish. The Tais Rid never mentioned that, and all he did was say Mishamanani. That's the way the Gilyam Arshon, the Rosh learns shot. Okay, that answers number what? 18. Excellent, guys. I didn't finish 18. What are the other shitas in Rishonim? What Talaway means? So Aruch says you stare at him, you glare at him. You'll glare at him and you say, you know, you're really a, basically you're telling him he's a bad guy, embarrass him enough to pay. That's how the Ran says, the Rambam sheet is as well. It's Mesavev Imo Dvarim Achyom Rafa Pekin. You stare at him, you know, you make him feel, you guilt him. That's the way the Shulchan Aruch paskins too. He doesn't say literally you tie him up like Rashi. And then the third shot was the Ravid that says you wait. The word Tola means you wait. You basically wait with your hands out, you know. You wait with your hands out, and you wait until he gives you the money. Okay? It's like your hand is sticking out, Lamaisa, waiting. Tolo is some of the fun of. Like you want to return. You know, as you want to be able to, in order to want him to return to the love of Mitzvah Shemitah, in order that it won't be that Shalok Amr be libo l'hashmi. Right? He always wants, you know, I think the Ravid's shot is like this, basically. Basically, you don't accept the money right away. So I want to fix that, Ravid. You don't accept the money right away. He might be wanting to be giving you the money, the love, but you don't take it right away. You just kind of like hang out there and kind of like, you're kind of like implying that the love could take the money back in order that Kedesh lo yirish lo gamra belibo l'hashmi. Okay, in other words, you like tolo some lefanov kilu rotsa lahachzer leloyve mitzvah shmita, like you stick the $500 there up, in order that you know he won't be gomer belibo lahashmi until the lowest says b'matana I'm going to give it to you. So in other words, you're basically the way it is Binyamin Novik is that you're basically holding up the $500 and saying I really don't want the money. I really want to cancel it, and then you wait till he says, you know what, take it as a gift. So that's what it means, you wait. Wait till you're waiting, it's a waiting pattern, the Ravid says, till he actually says, I want to give it to you as a gift. So please get that. Okay, that answers number 18, 19. Let's go, number 19. What is the derech? Haderech shein alova mishalim eichzim akusha lamatana. As it says in the Gemara, that if the lover wants to pay, he has to say the word, I'm giving you a gift. Okay? He has to actually say, I'm not giving it as a chov, I'm giving it as a gift. Then if you give it as a gift, that's fine. That you're allowed to do. And that's not a problem. You want to move it away. Binyamin asked me a good caution seder. He said, Rebbe, isn't that like ribbis? I said, it's not ribbis, because you're not gaining from the loan an extra. Here it is, it's just instead of the loan. You're being paid back as a gift, not as a loan. So that's not ribbis. Ribbis is an extra. Here is not an extra. It's a good kasha though. That answers 19:20. How are we mazbir the Gemara Baba Basra on memchesemez legabe tolu v'yoyf? If I take a gun to a guy's head to sell me something and I give him money, is that a good sale? Yes, because he got the money in the end. Maybe he wanted the cash. If I take a gun to a guy's head and force him to give me a gift, is that a good gift? No, because he got nothing in return. So what's going on here? How are you forcing the guy to give you a gift? So the way we wanted to answer it based on the Dvar Yaakov is that the matan is in place of the chov that you were really chayiv. So you feel good about paying him back, even though it's in the form of a gift, but you feel good about it. So that feeling good is considered to be like when a guy took a gun to your head and forced you to sell something, you got the money. That kemiras das that you feel good that you gave him the gift and you paid him back, that also makes you feel good, so therefore it's a good kinyan. Normally a matan is not a good gift. What did you say?
This is
pshat in the Gemara. According to Rashi. Remember we said, why? Oh, in what sense are you Gemara Mamakni? Why are you Gemara Mamakni? When the Gemara Baba Basra says, you force a guy to give a gift, that's not a good. So you're forcing the guy to give a gift here. No. Here you're getting something in return, the assurance that you've paid a guy back. You feel good about it. That's a beautiful feeling. You feel good about it. Okay? So therefore, that's why Tola V'yoyev, in this case, is normally lo gomer mikni. In this case, it'll be gomer makni. It'll be a good kinyan. Okay. And we said it's got to be l'shem matana. That's why, according to Rashi, the kasha is if you hang him, you're not giving it as a gift. The Torah says you are. As long as he says he's giving you as a gift, it's good. According to the Aruch, though, you're staring at the guy. Where's the mucha in the braisa? You have to wait until he gives him matana. So we said that you're omen alav. You stare at him. the tola bo einav lo mikra matana. That's what they held in the kasha, and the Torah says no, it's still called a matana. Okay, good. That answers number what?
21.
What is the din of shibudid Rav Nosson, and how did the Gemara quote the din? So the Gemara is on Lamed Zayinam and Aleph quotes from a pasuk Rav Nosson asher asham lo. If A owes B, B owes C, then A can collect from C. Based on the pasuk Venasim Asher Asham Lo. Make sure you know the pasuk, okay, as well. What is the pasuk talking about? That's Rav Nosson's a holy Tana. It's called Shibudid Rav Nosson. A owes B, B owes C, so C can collect from A. Based on this principle of Shibudid Rav Nosson. And Shibudid Rav Nosson is predicated based on this pasuk. What was the pasuk talking about? Pusik is talking about the following. Pusik is talking about the following scenario. Okay? It's talking about a situation. Someone steals from his friend, and he took a shvuah, denied ever stealing. Then an hour later, he admits that he was lying on oath. So the goslin has to pay to the nigzal, Karen v'chomish. Remember, he's got to add a fifth. It's really a fourth, we said. And it says, v'nasun l'asher gozum imenu. El Asher Asham Lo. It doesn't say Venasim Asher Gosman Men, it says Asher Asham Lo. So that means the Karen and Chomish, you could actually give to someone that lent money to the Nigzal. You don't have to give it to the Nigzal, right? The guy you stole from, you could give it to the guy who lent him money directly, based on this principle of called what? Shibuda de Rav Nosson. So how did the Gemara use this? How did the Gemara use this klal of Shibuda Rav Nosson? It said that the Lova must own land. But if the Lova has no land, but someone owes him money, as long as that guy has land, or an Arev, even a guarantor has land, that's enough as well. Okay? Okay? And as long as the Arev has land, that's enough. But someone who's chayiv to him is also enough that has karka, because based on the principle, Shibudid Rav Nosson. You must know this klal. Okay? That's Shibudid Rav Nosson. Okay? It's in Simon Pei Beis and Choshen Mishpat. Jonathan, you ready? You got to sit up in the tire. Sitting up, you got to sit up for the tire. This is the tire. You can't even look back like this. I mean,
I'm sitting up, Rebbe. I am.
You are. You are. Okay. You got to focus. You focus. Okay. I'm proud of you. Number that's 21, 22. What does Tosa say? Like I'll be passing like I'm nothing or not? So Tosa is of the opinion. The second Tosa Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. We passing like I'm nothing. Why? Because Rava paskins like Rav Nosson. And whenever there's a machlis Rav and Abaye, unless it's Yalkagam, remember we went through Yalkagam, the exceptions to the rule, we always paskin like Rava. And Rava sides with Rav Nosson. So Rabbeinu Tam originally thought the halacha is not like Rav Nosson, then he changed his mind. He retracted and he said that the halacha is like Rav Nosson. What was the case there? There's a machlis Rav and Abaye. When you pay back, is it Lamafrehu Gova or is it Mikan Lahava Gova? When you pay a debt back, is it payback retroactively or is it payback from this time on? So the Gemara has a kasha over there in Meseches Pesachim. And the Gemara says the Yisomim collect karka that was chayiv to their father. Yes? And the Balchov, their Balchov can be gova directly from them. Now, when Yisomim collect the karka, that's Lamafreya, it goes. That's not like Rava. Rava says Mikan Lahavo, and according to Rava, the Balchov cannot collect Halacha Lamaisa. Okay? You follow me? Because if you hold Lamafreya who gova, yes, that means that what? That means the guy who's owed by the father and the Yisomim. Someone owed them, right? So Lamaisa, the guy who owed them, can pay the what? The Balchov of the father of the Yisomim. Because when you pay, it's Lamafreya Hugova. He had a Shibud in it. But if you owe me Kain Lahova, there's no way you can collect. So Gemara says, yes, you can, based on Shibud Rav Nosson. Gemara tries to save Rava with the principle of Shibud Rav Nosson. So the Balchov of the Yisomim can collect without a problem. So the Gemara saves Rava with Shibud Rav Nosson. So since we always pass like Rav against Abai, this is not one of the Alkagams. Therefore, we see we pass him like who? Shibud Rav Nosson. What are the examples, what are the cases of Yalkagam? Yud is what? Yehu Shalom Idas. Yes? Yud is Yehu Shalom Idas. Yeah? How do we pass him a Yehu Shalom Idas? Have a Yehu Shalom, have a Yehu. Remember? What does Abai say? Remember, Aryeh, you looked them all up. He says, Havayush? Are you sure? Aryeh, remember you looked up all the laws? What did Abai say? Abai on Dafkafal from base. Number two was what? Ayin is Eid Zomim Lamafre. Remember what that is? When you catch them Zomim, are they pulse all the way from the time they lied or only from the time they're caught? Aryeh, I expect you to look all these up and say it in a minute.
I'm finding them.
You're going too slow. Lechet Omen Beilov. Lechet Omen Beilov. A lechet that stands by itself. Also, you didn't put it up. Yeah. It just by itself.
I found them all.
Go ahead.
Okay. So right, we said Rav Yud is Rav Yish Lamidas. Where Abai says Lo Aviyish.
Abai says Lo Aviyish. Excellent. Eid Zomim.
Eid Zomim Lamafreya. Abai says is possible.
Abai says Lamafreya, not Mikan Lava. What about Alechi Omen Meilov?
Alechi Omen Meilov. Abai says Kosher.
Abai says is Kosher.
Kedushin Shalom Nimser Labia. Abai says Kedushin Shalom Nimser Labia
is a Makadish two sisters. You're not allowed to live with two sisters, or you can't have Bia with any of them. You don't know which one you would. So is that good or bad according to Abai?
Vice's Havi Kedushin.
It's good Kedushin. And Gibli Daita Begitin means he revealed his Das, that what? That was on Daf Lamed Dalid. And he says that it's considered to be good or bad.
He says Lav Klumu. Nothing.
He says Lav Klumu. Gibli Das Begitin is Lav Klumu. What's the example of Gibli Daita Begitin? Lamaisa, Gibli Das Begitin is the Baal reveals himself. He doesn't want the Shlichas or the Get anymore. Does that work to Mavapal to get or not? Abai says it doesn't. Rava says it does. And then the last one is a Mumar. Mumar that eats the Velus with Teyavon. Is he Puzzle or Kosher? What does Abai say?
Abai says Puzzle.
Abai says Puzzle. Excellent, Aryeh. So, Lamaisa, there are different Machlekesim and Shas, what the different letters mean, the different Rishonim sometimes, like Ayin. There's a sheet that the Prima Government says it means Emor, being Mahamar on the Kalokiduwe Karkan. Let's say if you gather up salt and Rabbeinu Narvona says it's talking about Yemei Leida, Tzai says a Kedushin, but generally I want you to know that's the regular Yalkagam, and we pass him like Rava, and therefore it's a Gemara saves Rava, the Shibudim Nasa, we pass him like Rava. Very good. That answers number what? Number 22, 23. What's the Machlais Rav and Shmuel negative Yochanan and Shlokish, Lagabi Star Shish Bochrais, at least in the beginning of the Gemara. If you lend money and you have a star, a prusbul works on an oral loan and a written loan, yes? But what happens if you have a star that has Achrayas written in it? What is Achrayas? What is the concept of Achrayas?
Lien.
Achrayas is a lien, responsibility. Excellent, Yosef. Which means that if the Lova doesn't have, I can go to the Lokeach. I can go to the Lokeach and I can what? And I can take from him because he should have been alert and not bought something that had a lien on it. So is it possible that's not Meshame? Rav and Shmuel says it's Meshame. I don't care. And Rav Yochanan and Shlokish say it's Eino Meshame. Because it has a cry, it's like it's already Gagavui Dami. So it's not Meshame. At least that's what Rav Yochanan and Rav Shlokish held in the beginning of the Gemara. We'll see, God willing, later, Rav Yochanan seemed to hedge from that. But that's the Machlokish straight up. That's 23. 24. What's the din? What did Tais say on the Damasco star? So Tais asked Akasha. He asked the great Kasha. We said if a man rapes a woman, God forbid, he has to pay 50 talents of silver. It's a knas in the Torah. If a person seduces a woman, he has to pay a knas min haTorah of 50. But the Gemara says in Daf Ches, if you convert that into a loan, it's meshame, right? That's meshas hamada medin. As soon as you take the person to a din Torah, remember we said the kivis alva. How do you convert a Torah mandated chiyuv into a loan? One of two ways. Either ask the person for it, right? Or you pay part of it, or you take him to a din Torah. One of those three ways is called Zekifis Alva. I got a lot of shilas about that for the prusbul. You know, I said to the guys, did you ask the guy for money? And he said, yes. I said, then you better get a prusbul because you transformed it into a loan. If it's earnings, did you ask him for it? Then it became a loan. Then you got to get a prusbul. If you didn't ask him, then you don't need. Remember we said the Mishnah says, Akavas Chanut. Doesn't is not Meshame. So what's going on here? It's a great kasha.
What's the third explanation?
The third way of Skivis Alva, Yosef, is either you ask him for the money, number two is he paid part of it, or number three is you take him to the din Torah on it. Amar b'din. So Tosfos asks a kasha. He says, I don't understand. Star Sheish B'Achrayas D'Chazus is not Meshame. These things are Meshame. It's a great kasha. Yeah? So what's going on? So what we wanted to say is that it's mefurish in the shtar, the shibu. Taisa says it's mefurish in the shtar. If it's mefurish in the shtar, it's olim tfei. So since it's olim tfei, it has much more power. And therefore, it's not just stam alone. It's like it's been written in. And since it's been written in, it's like it's considered to be gavui domi already. And therefore, it's not meshame. That's why our case is better. And Jonathan Posner had asked a great kashin shir on that. And he said, well, Rebbe, he said, a ksub is written down. So why don't we assume the same issue that the olim tfei and it shouldn't be meshame? It's a great kasha. So we answered that it becomes like a new loan, the Chuvas Arashba said. So it becomes like a new loan, therefore, Lamaisa, since it becomes a new loan, therefore, we don't view it like a shtar shesh b'chachrayis, and then it's like written in the shtar. That's what we wanted to tain it. Halacha Lamaisa is a great kasha that John Lynn asked, but the Rashba answers it by saying, by Aksuba, Lamaisa, when you transform it into a loan by collecting half of it, it becomes like a new loan, and on that it will be Meshame. Yes, but Binyamin.
What did we say that if it's regular mafira but it goes past the regular shas that you normally would get paid for the mafira? So we said that
is not a loan.
If you ask for the money back, so we said that if
then that'll be a mish, yes.
But we also said something that if it goes past the regular zman of when you'd get paid.
Well, we had a machlokes between the bach and the rishash. Do you say stam halva shloshim yom? Remember we said, you say that it's Meshamet or not. That was a machlokes. The Bach said that it was Meshamet. You have to be Kovei Hazman. If you're Kovei Hazman, it's not Meshamet. Stam Halva is Meshamet, and we had that the Rishash argued on that. And Rishash argued on this, and there was the Shita, in the Rishonim. Remember the notes in the Urim V'Tumim said? Like, I think it was in Or Zaruah that argued. Okay. Very
like
good.
Skiras
Pollen?
Yeah. So we said Skiras Pollen. We said, like, if
that was
Onoa.
That was Onoa. Is there a din of Skiras Pollen by Onoa? That we had 2 days in Rishonim. That was something else. Is there 2 days in Rishonim Onoa by Skiras Pollen? Onoa is only by Mechira. Do you apply it to Skiras Pollen? We had 2 days. Okay. That answers number what? Number 25. What was the story by the relative of Rav Asi? What was the psak of Rav Yochanan in the end? So, Gemara tells a story towards the bottom of Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph that there was a relative of Rav Asi that had a shtar. It was written Achrayas Nechasim. And he came in the presence of Rav Asi. He said, do you say Meshamet or not? He said, Ain't a Meshamet. So he left Rav Asi and he went to Rav Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan argues and says, Meshame. Yes? Yeah?
Yes.
So they ask, what are you talking about? You're the one who said a star shir shir ain't a Meshame. It's a student Rabbi Yochanan. So he had this following line. He said, just because I said it in the base manager doesn't mean I paskin like it. But the Gemara said there was a Brysel like you. So Gemara says, that Brysel is like Beishamai, who has a famous sheet of Star Homer Ligvos, is Kegavui Domi. We don't hold like Beishamai, we hold like Beishillel. So therefore, at the end of the day, Rabbi Yochanan hedges and seems to retract. I should say more than seems. He says earlier in Yom Novik that a star sheish b'al chayis nechasim. Rabbi Yochanan is like to say ain't a meshame. Now he's being choserbo and he's saying it's meshame. His mom is saying meshame. Now we commented. I want you to get this, Lamaisa. How did we know? Okay. How did we know that, how did Rashi know that he was the Malva? Rabbi Yaakov Emden asked, how did Rashi know that? Mestaber that he was the Lova, and then when Rav Asi said, Eino Meshamet, he didn't like that answer and he went to Rabbi Yochanan, right? Mm-hmm. It was weird to say that if he was the Malva, and the answer was what? Was Meshamet, right? Was Eino Meshamet, why would he go and what? See if he's the Malva, and He was given the answer, Ain't a Meshame. Why would he go and ask someone else? He got a good answer for himself. Remember that, Kasha? So we said that the Echreich is, because the Gemara says, Kraven the Ravatsi, Hayalahu Shtara. Who's the guy that holds the Shtara always? Guys, who's the guy who always holds the shtar?
The Malva.
The Lova writes it up, the Mishnah says in the end of Basra. But the Malva holds it, because the Malva wants to prove his own money. Once the Lova pays him back, he's giving the man the shtar back. You follow me? Okay. That answers number what? Number 25, 26. What do we say on the din of the Chibibnei? Sha'anu mendamen nasa maisa. So we said that, I want you to get this down. We said that the Rambam Paskins in Perek Tes, Hilchos Shmita v'loy v'alach avav, that Shviz is Meshamet alone, even a milva b'shtar. Even a milva b'shtar shesh b'ach rayis. But the Rambam says if you're Messiah Masada b'halvaso, if you actually make like it's an apoteki. You know what an apoteki is? Apote kai. That you can only collect from this land, the Rama's Machadesh, that it's not Meshame. And the Bach says, because since you specified the field, it's like a Gavui. And the Ran says, the Makor of the Rambam is the Gemara, that part of the Bryce is according to both Beshame and Beisilah. It's very strange to learn it like that. But meaning that part of the Bryce, it could be according to Beshame and Beisilah, which is a little bit strange, but the Ran says that's how the Rambam would learn the Gemara. Nonetheless, the Ran quotes, and it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch against the Rambam, that the Ramban says, they all argue, the Ramban, the Rashba, they all argue on the Rambam, say, Siyam Lo Sod is also Meshameh, not Einu Meshameh. The whole Bryce over there is only according to Beshameh. Right? So therefore, how would you paskin Einu Meshameh? That's only all like Beshameh. We don't hold like Beshameh. That's why the Ramban, the Rashba, the Shach quotes, the Ramban, the Rashba, Cholik on the Rambam, we paskin Lo Siyam Lo Sod is also what? Also Meshameh. It's a very hard way to learn the Gemara that, oh, the Brisa mostly is Beshameh, but that one line of Siyam Lo Sod is even according to Beshameh. Very bizarre to read it like that. And the Chinuch and the Shnos Eliyahu ask, the Brisa, they ask on the Ram, they ask this Kasha. So, it says Siyam Lo Sod is in Meshameh, that's according to Beshameh. So how do you paskin like that? Okay, the Ram gave his answer, but nonetheless, the Chinuch and the Shnos Eliyahu ask that Kasha.
So,
yes, Binyomi.
So an Aryan I found that the Gra says that the Rambam is holding according to Yerushalmi.
Yeah, I remember you guys said that. Excellent.
So we found the Yerushalmi, and if you find the right gears, there's a gear.
Yeah, remember you showed it to me, and we found the right gears. Excellent. Very, very good. Excellent.
So
Binyomi remembered that we said that Rambam might have had a Yerushalmi. So you don't have to say like the Ran that he had a different way to learn the Gemara. He wasn't holding like the Bible. He was holding the Yerushalmi. Very good. Excellent. We had the gears. Excellent, Binyamin. Okay. That's number 27. 28. I'm sorry, that's 26. 27. How did Rashi Mazris the phrase, B2Evin's expression, V'chimin Neshano Medamen Nasa Maisa Ma'o Safnu all said? Please get it. So Rashi said that Rabbi Yochanan said, I don't want to be Motzi Mammon from the Lova. It's kind of like, as I said to Rav Wiederblank Shlita, that's kind of like Motzi Mechel Araya, but I didn't, you know, in the Sufik Shemitah, you establish the Mammon Mecheskes Aloyva. You know what I mean? So you make him not pay. That's the simplest reading of Rashi. But I didn't want to agree with Rav Wiederblank Shlita. I generally, you see, or now I'm not agreeing with him a lot, but I don't care. I told him it's a Mechamta Shel Torah. Sometimes I will agree, but I'll disagree with him wholeheartedly if I feel I have to. It's a Mechamta Shel Torah. I told him that this morning. So it comes out that the Rosh in Makis has two Lashonis. There are two Lashonis in the Gemara Makis on Gimel and Beis that if you have a 10-year loan, is it Meshamet or not? Yes? Now 10 is more than 7, yes? So you can't collect till the end of the 10-year loan is done. Is it canceled or not? The two Lashonis in the Gemara, and we paskin halacha lamaisa, the Rosh says, we paskin it's not Meshamet. Since Shemitah Bismanazeh is the Rabbanon, Safik the Rabbanon Lakula, and we don't say Shemitah, and therefore the Lova has to pay. So the Beis Yosef asks, what do you mean? Safik Mamona, we always go Lakula. So the Beis Yosef says, by Shviz, the Iker question is the Isser. The Gabi the Isser, yes, we say Safik the Rabbanon Lakula. Since there's no Isser, there's no Afkos Chav, and therefore the Yerchayev to pay. View it as an Isser. If you view it as an Isser, see if it's Mammon, then you're right. Safik Mammon Lakula, you shouldn't have to pay. But if you hold it as an Isser, you hold that it's an Isser Lamaisa, so then you have a Chiv to what? You have a Chiv to pay. So that's what Lamaisa, that's what Lamaisa, Reader Blank Shli, they asked me, what do you do with our Gemara? Our Gemara said the guy, what? Lamaisa, our Gemara says the guy doesn't have to pay. Doesn't that show it's Mamon? So I wanted to answer based on the Mavo, the Shabbat Aretz, Dvar Yaakov points out, when the story came in front of Rabbi Yochanan, it was Erev Rosh Hashanah, and the guy could make a prusbul. So even though it's a Savik Rabbanon, we don't say Savik Rabbanon Lekula when you can get out of it. He still had time to write a prusbul. Since he had an Eitza, don't come into a Suffolk. So he says, you know what? You could have gotten out of it, so it's going to be Meshameh. You don't say Suffolk Drabana Lakula. And therefore, Lamaisa, it's going to be Meshameh. Because the Mava should have written a Prusbul. So that's how you can save it and say, stop shot that Rashi was passing that the Loba doesn't have to pay because Motzkoel arrived. It's a Din Mom. No, it's a Din Isser. And normally we'd say Suffolk Drabana Lakula. You don't say the Shemitah, and you should what? You should have to pay. The reason why you don't have to pay here is because you don't say something about a kula when you have another Eitzah. The other Eitzah could have written a Prusbul, and he said to him, you don't write a Prusbul, it's going to be Meshamet. Okay. The Sharam Nishpit said that the Rush holds like the Urayim, that the Chov is only Nishmat when he says Meshamet Ani. So in a Suffolk Shvit of Isman Hazet, Suffolk the Rabbanon, the Mav is part of saying Meshamet Ani, Mela, the Lov is Chayiv. Mela, Lov is Chayiv. So that's why the Rush holds. But still, Rav Weider Blank said, what do you do with our Gemara? So I gave an answer. I gave an answer based on the fact there was an answer to do it. The Mishnah Rishonah asks from our Gemara that Rashi said you're potter from paying. And the Karen Sin says, based on the Rabban, the Sefer HaSchus, that Rabbi Yechanan held Shemitah Bizman Hazeh as the Araisim. Therefore, they're a Machrim Misafik. But the Rosh held that we pass in Shvi'is Bizman Hazeh as the Rabbanon. So maybe that's another way to get out of it. I have to tell Rav Weider Blank. Maybe you could say Rabbi Yochanan held Shvi'is Bizman Hazeh as the Araisa, and therefore he said, don't pay, it's canceled. Whereas the Rosh in Makkah held Shvi'is Bizman Hazeh as the Rabbanon, and therefore he led to Anim Hashamit. Okay, that answer number 27. 28. What do we say on the Din Limsur Milim Liyachid? We said that Rav Nachman added on from the Mishnah, you don't have to even write a prosbul. All you got to do is say it. One of the guys in the shul asked me, so what's the whole big deal about the prusbul being lost? Because I said he wrote the prusbul. He didn't have to write. He could have said words alone. Okay? He said, well, where's the Bezin? I said, the Bezin probably left town. Bezin files it. Don't you have a proof that there was a prusbul? I said, they left. Bezin's not there anymore. I thought it was a good kasha, one of the Baal Batim asked. He said, what do you do with our prusbuls? I said, I file it. He said, why don't you make a copy and give it to me? I said, don't worry. I filed it. Lamaisa. But we're talking about the Bezin's not around, you have to say. So, you know, you could have done it. If Nachman said you could just say words over, but the problem in our Gemara was, in the top of Laman Zamanav, said he gave over words to a Yachid. That's a problem, because you didn't need two or three. Rabbi Yonison with Masar Mili with Chia Baraba. Where were the two or three Dayanim? We learned that in Laman Bezin and Bez. So the Rosh says, please Chazer Roshir number 1-2, which we did a few weeks ago. Remember, we got to do that. Chazer everything. There'll be questions from all five. All five Shiri Chazal, there'll be questions from Bli Netter. Okay, and everyone's got to be a picture with their box, so I'll see you, and you try the best you can. That's all, just Chazar. I want you guys over Sukkot. I haven't told Menachem Gans, my son-in-law, but I wanted to tell him he's coming for the first days. I wanted to go over all the Minyanei Prusbul together with him. I said, we learned, sit in Sukkot and learn. I hope I'll be able to do it with him, Bidushim. Sit in Sukkot, Rashi Taisis. The Yishayim, the Shiurim. Chazer over again, Nachamal. So we'll be ready after Sukkot with that base. We'll be ready with that base. Okay, so we said, what's going on here? So we said, the Rosh said you have to say there's another person with Reb Chiya Bar Abba. You need at least two. The Korban Nisanel said, well, the Rosh says normally need three. So you have to say Reb Chiya Bar Abba and another person were Edim. There were Edim that was given over in front of them. Baal Peh. And they were what the Dayanim were another basin. So they didn't choose the Dayanim track, which is one track, which we did, Prusbul. You could go the track of Edim. The Edim Lamaisa are, you know, you said it in front of Edim. The Edim are going to give it over to the Dayanim. They'll testify to the Dayanim that he gave it over. So that's what they want to say. Either you could say that there was another guy with him and there were two Dayanim. We're holding like Rav Nachman. That's difficult. The Rosh says you only need three. So maybe there were only Edim. The Ritva and the Ksav Yad says no. The Reb Chiya Bar Abba was a Mumchel Rabin, and therefore he can judge by himself. You don't need other people with him. Very interesting. Yochim Mumchul Rabim, one guy works. This is what the Ritva writes. The Chia Barab was a Yochim Mumchul Rabim. He's a Gadol. They are Gadolim, but he was a special, unique level.
But then we said that the Mumchul doesn't really seem to make sense when you're not making the decision by a Beis Din.
Yeah, but it could be that he was so impressive that even in the situation, it's a good horror, but it could be in this situation that he's so impressive, even the presence alone, one is enough. You're ranking a good horror. If it's an issue of Hachrod, Psak, maybe it's Mistaber that one's good enough because he knows how to paskin. But where you need his presence, maybe one shouldn't be enough. You see, you have to say that. It's an excellent horror, Binyam. You're sharp, very sharp. You're normally sharp, but really sharp today. I want you to bottle it up. What made you so sharp? You're always sharp every day, but really sharp. Think about what you did to bottle it up. Binyam's been very, very sharp, normally. Okay, here we go. Where are we up to? That's 27. No, I'm sorry, that was 28. 29. What do we say on the din? We did 27. We did 28 too. Now we're up to 29. What do we say on the din of Achrayas Tal Sofer? So the Gemara has the din of Baba Bas and Baba Metziah, rather. I learned this Gemara with Rabbi Sarfati Shlita many, many years ago. There's a din called Achrayas Tal Sofer that if you write a shtar and you forget to write the Achrayas in, we assume it's still good. So Baba Metziah daf Yudalad Amar Aleph. We assume that the sofer made a mistake, and we assume automatically it's Achrayas in there. So, kasha is, what's going on here with Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish? And originally, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish said a star that has no Achrayas is Meshamed. A star Sheyesh Bo Achrayas is not Meshamed. But there's no difference between the two, because even a star Sheyesh Bo Achrayas should be treated like a star Sheyesh Bo Achrayas, because Achrayas told sofer. It's a great kasha. The Bach asked this kasha, and Simon Samach Zayin, Sifkar Nalf, and the Marim Shif asked this kasha. So what's the third? So they answer both based on our thesis that when the Achrayas is Mefurish in the Shtar, it's much stronger. Meaning for purposes of Pruzbul, you need it to be Gavui. In order to get it to be Gavui, it's got to be explicitly written in the Shtar. It's not enough to say Achrayas Tol Soferu. It's got, in order for it to be called Gavui, it has to be written Beferish in there. And this and that's the answer, Lamaisa, that we said in 29. Okay.
What did we answer?
We answered that normally Achrayas Tal Sofer is good for a regular loan, Yosef. But to make it Gavui for the purposes of Pruzbul, it has to be written explicitly. You can't fall back on the principle of Achrayas Tal Sofer. It makes a lot of sense. If it's gotta be Gavui, it's gotta be written in Mamish. That's 29:30. What is shibudim, and give four possibilities to be masbrit. What are shibudim? Liens or mortgages. We like to say the word lien. I lend money to you, $100,000, and if you don't have any cash at the end of 30 days, I can take your land up to $100,000. As soon as I lend you the money, there's a lien that surfaces on your land. That's called shibudim. There are four ways to learn that. Either I become a partial kinyan, like the Ritva. Or like Rashi, that it becomes an Arif, meaning that if you don't have cash, it becomes an Arif, I can take the land, up to 100,000. Third possibility is that it's a mitzvah. Prius Bachov is a mitzvah you can fulfill by paying cash or having your land taken. And number four is that it's exerts a cost of the Rashbam says. There are four different ways to learn the mechanics of Shibudim.
Three
is that it's a mitzvah. The Gemara says, Ksubis Pevamav, to pay back a lova. Payback on Malva, rather, is a mitzvah, Prius Bacho mitzvah. But how does the mitzvah manifest itself? It could be by paying cash, or it could be by giving the guy land. Okay? And the fourth possible is Rashbam quotes Gezeres HaKosov. I forgot what the pasuk is. I forgot what the Rashbam says. Look it up there, Aryeh. On Kuf Ayin Heim and Beis, Rashbam quotes a pasuk for Shibudim. Forgot what the pasuk is. Venosha, Asher, Nosha, something along those lines. That answer number 29. That answer number 30. That was 30. 31. How did the Dvar Yaakov Masbid the Taisus, based on the Rid Al Ghazi in Bukhari, Staf Memchesim and Beis, there's a Rid Al Ghazi, Memchesim and Alf in Bukhari, the Ramaskal Eich, that got me the possibility of Shibudim. So he says like this. He says that if you hold mixes Kenyan, you understand our Tosis quite well, because you write it explicitly and it makes it Kigavui Domi. If you hold it works within Arvis, then maybe it won't work. Lamaisa. If it works within Arvis, then it's not going to work. If it's within Mixes Kinyan, then it'll work. And Rav and Shmuel say, you could say Rav and Shmuel one of two ways. You could say it's always Arvis, so therefore it's never Kigavui, or Mixes Kinyan maybe doesn't make it Kigavui. But that's how you have to plug in the different possibilities. Shibudim work will arrive at your outcome of your shita with the old Meshamet or Eina Meshamet. Okay? So, again, if you hold Mixes Kinyan, that's why Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish held Shtar Shir Shal Christ, that's Mefurish in there of the Kigavui. But if it's Midin Arvis, it won't be good enough. And Rav and Shmuel say, no, it's always Arvis. And therefore, even if it has a Christ written in there, it's not Kigavui. Or maybe they hold Mixes Kinyan, and Mixes Kinyan doesn't make it Gavui. That's how we plugged in those different possibilities. That's 31. 32. What is the makor of Divrei Beisham legabe Shtara Omed Ligvos Kegavui Domi? What is the source? So it's a Mishnah Sota. Mishnah Sota, where a husband is married and he says he warns his wife not to have Yichud with Mr. X in front of two Adim. That's called Kinui. And then she has Yichud with Mr. X, with two Adim seeing them go into a room by themselves. What do? She has to drink the mei sota. If she had bia, she'll blow up. And if she didn't, she'll be given a bracha. Now, if there's an eid echad on the bia, he has to divorce her and she loses her ksuba. I thought an eid echad is nothing in halacha. The Gemara says here it's different because raglaim ledover. There's proof to the pudding. The Gemara says in sota, bezim, and base. So this there was kinui and stira. An eid echad is good enough. But if there's no eid echad on the bia, then it's a suffix sota. So the din is, what happens before she drinks, the husband dies. Does she get her ksuba or not? So Beishame says she gets her ksuba. She gets her ksuba. Why? Because since she was holding the ksuba, it's like kegavui dummy. It's like it was collected already. She's a muksik in it. And if the husband died, and we're not sure whether she was mezana, doesn't make a difference. She gets her ksuba. Beishame. That's what it means. Omen ligvos kegavui dummy. And Beisil argues and says no. Basil says, oh, Shtar Omed Ligvos Lavka Gavui, therefore she does not get her ksuba. Okay? She does not get her ksuba. I mean, the according to Beis Shammai, the Yorshei Abba have to prove that she was Mezana, and she's the Muksik in the ksuba. So that's what, now, Lamaisa, I want you to get that. That is the makor of Beis Shammai where he said it. Now, Rashi says, only if Ishtar Zachariah Nechasim is a Gavui, according to Beis Shammai. I want you to get that. The Ritva quoted in the name of the Chacham Gadol of Pinchas Alevi, which is the brother Ra, who people, the Gedolim say now is the author of the Chinuch. He says, according to Beshame, every star is Kegavui, even if there's no Achrayas. Only the Gabi Shemitah's Ksofim is there a Xeris Akasa, there's no Achrayas in the Chasim, the Shemitah's Meshame. Because there's a Sifri, Rav David Parvarsky says. Because if you didn't say like, there'd be no star that's Meshame, according to Beshame. Rav David Parvarsky says, Xeris Akasa, that says, Shayi Lacha, Zachich Tashmi Adecha. Problem also starts with the basin. Mashma stam stars mishame. So you have to say, you have to bring it to basin. It's not mishame. So nachamol, I want you to get that the makar mishame is by sota against basil. Mishame says she gets her ksuba. Basil says not. However, Rashi writes that mishame holds his kegavui only by a star achrayas nechasim. But the Rav says b'shem achacham agam pinchas alevi that according to mishame even a star shem achrayas nechasim is kegavui only by shmita is it what is it. Considered to be Meshameh, because there's a Medrash that says you have to have a star, that's Meshameh. So, that's the case in a situation where most of the star also will base. What did you say?
Who says that Meshameh holds that even if there's no Acharas Nechasim?
Rav Pinchas Alevi, the Ritva B'Shem Chacham God Rav Pinchas Alevi, who's the brother of the Ra'ah, who the Gedolim says the author of the Chinuch, was written anonymously. That Meshameh normally holds Kegavu even if it has no Acharas Nechasim. Only by Shemitah Ksofen is it considered to be Meshameh? Because you need to have a case where a star is Meshameh. What is that case? A case where you didn't give it over to Beis Din. And what type of star? A star that has no Achrayas Nechasim. Okay? So that was the what? That was the shot, Lamaisa, that we said for 32. Okay, let's go to 33. Okay, let's finish up. 33. What did the Shev Shemaitza say? The Gabi Shtar Omed Ligvos Kegavui Domi. Remember the Shev Shemaitza written by the Ksos? He wrote 7 essays. Each Sheva Brach, as they say, he said it over, must have gone until 4 o'clock in the morning. So, according to Beis Hillel, he holds Lav Kegavui Domi, so why is it not Meshamed? Right? It's Mashal Afi Beis Hillel, it's a Suffolk. He said, Dilma Hayi Beis Shamahai. That's why it's not Meshamed. But according to Beis Hillel, it's like lav kegavui dami im kain lama lo yishame. So if Shemaitza writes that Beis Hillel agrees to Beis Shammai about a lot of different categories, that it's kegavui dami. If you have a star with a, you're a believer with a migu, it's a migu lahachzik. So it could be that's why it's a Suffolk linen Shemitah. Therefore, it's a Suffolk linen Shemitah. And the stipler says, according to Bishama, Teufish stars kegavu, it's like your bailim on the star. According to Basil, it's like your Tavis bin Nechasim. They're not bailim on the Nechasim. And Tosis writes in Sota, that's only if there's a Suffolk chiyuv, like the husband died and you shouldn't drink yet. Then Basil holds Lav kegavu. When there's a Vadai chiyuv, then he's Moda to Bishama, that's kegavu. So here until Shemitah, there's a Vadai chiyuv. So it's kegavu linen and it's not Mishame. Right? So the Tumim asks on Tyson Sota, Im Kain, Vada in a Meshamai, Basil should be motor to Beshamai. So why is Basil saying not the way? So he answers, since the Lova can make many tainas to infuse Sveikis, we don't say that it's Achicha Biadacha. So according to Basil, the din would be that it is what? That is Meshamai, even though a lot of times Basil is motor to Beshamai, but not here because the Lova can infuse a lot of Sveikis. And it's not considered to be mamish in his hands yet, halach l'maisa. But generally, the Shmaitza, along with this Tosis, points out that a lot of times the Basil is motor b'shamet, that is kegavu dami. If you have a star, you're nemu with the migu. And that's why l'maisa, he says that someone l'maisa, that's what he wants to taina. The Shmaitza wants to say that he's motor l'maisa. And Efshel Achein, it's a suffix legabi shmita, because it could very well be that you're not the bailim on it. You might be toughest, but you're not the bailim. Also, Lamaisa can infuse a lot of sveikas, so it's not kegavu dami according to Basil. We're just pointing out there are a lot of times where Beishamai, Basil agrees to Beishamai, but not in our case in shmita. Okay, that answers number 33, 34. What's the machlokes Tyson getting in Tyson kedusha legabe adam mekadesh yishuv mashkon b'shas halva? Shalom b'shas halva. Remember, we said there are two times you can take a mashkon after the loan or exactly at the time of the loan. So if you take a mashkon which is much later after the loan, I can mekadesh a woman with it. But the mashkon that was given at the time of the loan, is that good or not to mekadesh a woman? So that we said is a machlokes between our Tyson and Tyson getting. Please get it. Very important machlokes. Okay. Do we consider that to be what a good kedushin or not? So Tosfos Kedushin says you can; it's a good kedushin, and our Tosfos said absolutely not that it is not a good kedushin. It's only if the mashkon shelo b'shas halva can you mekadesh with, because that you really own. But b'shas halva you don't own the mekadesh. Whereas our or Tosfos Kedushin argues says you can be mekadesh with. That's 24. Please get that. That'll probably be on it. Our Tosfos says you cannot be mekadesh a woman with a mashkon b'shas halva. Tyson Gittin says it is good. Everyone who shalom b'shas halva, you can. The machlokas is a mashkin b'shas halva. Our Tyson says you cannot, and Tyson Kedusha says you can, Yosef. On a mashkin b'shas halva. Shalom b'shas halva, everyone agrees that it's good. That's 34. 35. How did Tyson's mazbe the kasha of Elamiyata al-Vela Chatzero? You remember that kasha? On the bottom of Lamed Zayin Amad Aleph? What did it say? It said, if you give over your star, tafas lu beidina. Mashkon, why? Because you're toughest lay. So Abai said, let's say you live in a guy's chotzer. Yeah? You live in a guy's chotzer, you're toughest lay. So the din should be, it also is not mishamet. We know that it is mishamet. So how did Tosfos learn the kasha? So Tosfos learned the kasha of the Gemara is based on a Gemara above Mitzvah, Samach Zayin, is Mashkana, Ba'asa, the Misalke. If you have land that the Malva gets, and can be thrown off once the Lova pays him back. But the Malva uses it until he's paid back. Once the Lova pays him back, he throws him off the karka. And it says black on white, and that Gemara Bo Metzias, Samach Zayin Beis, Shvitis Mishametis. So the Gemara is asking, what's the difference between if he gets a mashkon and metalkalin? What's the difference between karka and metalkalin? Right? Metalkalin, we're saying, is not Mishamet, but the Gemara says in Bo Metzias, karka is Mishamet. So the Gemara answers, well, because mashkon is of metalkalin is acquired according to Yitzchok. Balchov is kona mashkon metaltalin, not mashkon karka. That's what Rashi means, shiny mashkon, the metaltalin de kunilay. Rashi said the word shiny mashkon, Rashi towards the bottom lines, it says the metaltalin. Those the Balchov is kona. Karka not. That's the way Tosfos learned the Gemara's kasha. Tosfos said, don't learn the Gemara's kasha that you what? That you had taught, you had like basically, you know, squatted on the guy's land. That's what it would have said what? Ain lafar shu helveyu shalo al chatzero. We don't look at helveyu. Yesh lo mashkon biyado. Said helveyu al chatzero. Talking about a situation where He didn't like squat there. So he said, don't say he was talking about a case of squatting. Okay, that answers number what? 35. And then lastly, number 36. What's the machlokes of the gabi schayvish or shmirah? What's the liability level of shmirah of someone holding a mashkon? Shelo b'shas alfo. So Rashi shita is chayv even in onsen. Amazing shita. Tosfos says he's only chayv ganev and aveda like a shomer sachar. The Rashi says it's like a borrower is chayv in onsen, and the Rambam shita is also ganev and aveda, and the Ravid holds like Rashi chayv in onsen. Okay, so it's a machlokes. What level of liability you are when you hold a mashkan shelo b'shas halva. Shelo b'shas halva we're talking about, okay? Shelo b'shas halva, that's what we're talking about. What are you chayiv in, okay? That's why Rashi in our sugi, we're talking about shas halva, normally says you chayiv in onsen shelo b'shas halva. Here it's b'shas halva, you only chayiv aveda. You only chayiv in aveda, g'nei in aveda, okay? However, the Pnei Yeshua and the Beis Aaron say that Rashi meant Yechayv and Onsen, that it was lost through an onus. Okay. All right, we'll stop here. Anyone who has kashya, you can call me all day. Again, we'll have the Shir on Zoom, 9 to 9:30. Bechin will be at 10. I'll remain on Zoom.